This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. So we're looking at the story about a so-called balloon boy today. And the authorities are saying that this entire...
Make it stop, mommy.
I'm sorry. I can't. I don't have that kind of power. But the authorities are now saying that the entire thing was a hoax. So to get an idea, a better understanding of this entire episode, we're going to an expert on hoaxes, Joey Skaggs. He's a famous political satirist, hoaxer. His website is artoftheprank.com. And Joey, you say that your website was one of the first to say, to call this out as a hoax, correct?
Correct.
What made you think it was not real?
Many things. The fact that the police did not break into the balloon. They knew in advance, obviously, that the child was not in it. And just given the man's background were clues. And you know, he broke the law. He falsified a police report. He exploited his children. He cost taxpayers thousands of dollars.
Right. This is where you draw the line in between this guy's alleged hoax and what you do. You are famous for pulling pranks on especially the media, but you have an ethical code on your website, The Art of the Prank, and these are the codes that you think pranksters have to follow by. What are those three rules?
Well, it's you don't do anything that's illegal. You don't take money, and you always reveal the truth.
So tell me, give me an example of two of your pranks that you think have been especially successful.
Dog meat soup. I was a Korean businessman. I sent out a letter to dog shelters offering to give $10 per 10 cents per pound to dog shelters for their unwanted dogs. I didn't do anything. I had a Korean person on an answering machine with an outgoing message, "Thank you for calling Kim Young-soo," which means it was my name, and "Kae-so-ju" is dog meat soup. And... people were outraged, and they contacted the authorities, and the authorities came after me, and the media jumped on it. The cat house for dogs, where I had a bordello for dogs for $50 and get your dog sexually gratified. Porterfest, where I was a priest, and I peddled a portable confessional booth to hear a confession.
Right, that's great, Joey. I'm looking at your rules here, though. Don't take money, don't violate the law, and don't
coerce.
You know, don't coerce people. How did the Heaneys violate those?
Well, he falsified a police report, which is the big no-no, because that's breaking the law. This is according, you know, if he actually did this.
Yeah, right.
It was about himself. It was about self-promotion. It wasn't about an issue. He's, you know, he's not a humanitarian. He's not trying to change the status quo. He's not, you know, questioning authority in its all of its forms. He's not doing anything that conscientious people who use the media as a medium do.
He's trying to get on a reality show and feed his family in the middle of a recession.
He clearly coerced his children.
Yes, he did.
He's not a great dad. But that's not illegal.
No, it's not illegal, but it's kind of unethical, and those are the issues, too. You know, don't do anything that's harmful, and don't do anything that's illegal. Don't do anything that's unethical.
Very quickly, Joey Skaggs, do you blame the media for over-hyping this story?
Well, that's the media's job. They're going to do that, but they knew well in advance that there was no child in there, but they exploited, you know, the audience as well.
Okay, Joey Skaggs, a political satirist, famous hoaxer. His website is artoftheprank.com.